The U.S. Advanced Battery Consortium, or USABC, includes General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford. With money from the U.S. Energy Department, the consortium has awarded Milwaukee-based Johnson Controls and its French partner, Saft, an $8 million contract. The firms will try to develop a lithium-ion battery system for plug-in hybrid vehicles with both a 10-mile and 40-mile range. Those vehicles run just on occasional recharges with no gasoline. Johnson Controls spokesman Michael Andrew says it may be a sign that the federal government believes plug-in hybrids will be a significant alternative to gas-powered cars.
At this point, I think DOE is beginning to, along with USABC, is saying, well, because plug-in hybrid could very well be a game changer, we need to perhaps put a bit more emphasis in that area, and I think you're seeing that.
But Andrew acknowledges his company has a lot of work to do, especially for the 40-mile vehicles.
You've got to hit volume targets, weight targets, power targets, energy targets, cost targets. For the 40-mile range application, that's going to be a tremendous challenge for us.
There are other companies also working on new types of car batteries, but Johnson Controls and Saft say they're now delivering to the government lithium-ion batteries for gas-electric hybrids, as called for in another Energy Department grant 2 years ago. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.